And now, back to Small Business Heroes, brought to you by TELUS on News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.
7:48, we're back in the studio, Small Business Heroes. This is James Maduke speaking. And we're going to have another contest. Why don't we have another contest? What we'll do is, I have a site actually called virtualselling.com. I've got 13 websites, I think, but virtualselling.com is all about online sales training. And what I'll do is I'll give away a year's subscription to the online sales training. We've got about 50 hours of online content, over 100 different sessions, and it's all delivered online. All you need is a dial-up internet access account to view those. So if you want to call in, 521-TALK, 521-8255. We'll take the third caller in. That's also star 580 on the Bell Mobility Network. We'll take the third caller in. You give Liam a call, and I'll give you a year's subscription to that particular website. Now, normally that's $99 US a month, so we've got about a $1,500 Canadian value there. So you can call in now, 521-TALK, 521-8255. And on things internet, we're now joined in the technology segment. If you haven't heard the show before, we usually have the technology segment on last, and we've got two gentlemen from a new, it is a new company, right?
Yes.
Email Gen. We've got the VP of sales and marketing, and we've also got the director of sales. So we've got the boss for sales, and then we've got the person that actually has to go out and implement all of his grandiose plans. And what we're going to be talking about is email. So maybe if Greg, just to start off with, it's Greg Henderson and Scott Marley Clark, and we'll probably get a little mixed up on who's answering here, but understand we've got one person that knows everything about the industry, the other person knows everything about the product. So let's start with the industry. What's happening with email and rich email for the small and medium enterprise?
Well, the email industry is actually one of those interesting catch-22 markets, I'd like to say, because on the one hand, it's the most pervasive internet technology that's available right now. I mean, the number one reason for getting online and actually getting any type of access to the internet is so that you can get your hands on email. And yet on the converse side, when you use the term email marketing, which is the branding or the wrapping up of the emails in such a way to actually extend, whether it be the website look and feel, whatever the branding that you currently use, email marketing actually has not been adopted over the last 15 years as quickly, obviously, as email has. So email marketing is, in a sense, a newer type of a market. And as it relates to the SME market, it's...
Now, SME, for those that don't know what an SME is, you give your definition.
Small to medium enterprises.
Okay.
That's what we like to use. I mean, at the basic level, any corporation that needs to send out a message that wants to leverage the branding that they already have, and the look and feel, for example, from their website, is a potential user of an email marketing solution. But from the SME market, in some senses, it might be the single marketing tool that they actually use.
What do you mean by that?
Well, in a sense, the enhancing of the image, increasing sales, and let's say customer intimacy, when it applies to the SME market, you're more likely to find there a more intimate relationship between the actual provider of the services and the customer themselves. The need to actually be one-on-one as far as marketing is concerned and the company, for that matter, is greater in most cases as you would normally find in a large corporate. So being able to use a marketing tool that actually enhances and makes your image more professional, which is a very important something that's extremely important to an SME, for example, and to be able to retain those customers and to continue to, I guess you could say, communicate with them is of great value, I believe.
Okay, so what you're saying is that, I'm a small business owner, for example. There's a small business owner there. They've got 3 employees or 15 employees, and they're thinking to themselves, I don't necessarily get everyone to my website to see how my website looks and feel, but I'm sending email to them. So what I'm going to do is make sure that the email that I do send them carries on everything that they might experience on the website. So is that correct?
Yeah, to a certain extent, it's an extension of what you're already doing with a lot of your marketing and your branding programs, in the sense that you build a website, but to a certain extent, we all know the story. I mean, if the website's not constantly changing and you don't invest in a content management system and spend an awful lot of money on changing the day-to-day aspects of it, you'll get less traffic coming back for repeat visits.
Yeah.
and yet you're sending out emails which are pure basic text that sometimes don't take advantage of the fact that you can have them point back to the website, actually go and visit the website more often, and do that in a manner that is attractive to them. I mean, why do we watch exciting TV commercials versus watching the boring ones? Because they're flashier, they have more substance, and therefore, I think the standard ratio is about 10 to 15% more effective when you send out a branded email as opposed to just a basic text email that everybody's seen.
Okay, so let's switch over now to Scott, because he's the product guy, I'm told. So when you're talking about a richer, flashier, more interactive, what is Greg really talking about?
Well, Greg's talking about we have sort of three different levels of our product line, and the first level is basically for the customer touch point. So any person within your organization that has to communicate with their customers or prospects, that being sales, marketing, media relations.
Support,
technical support, customer support, can then send out basically your brand, your company logo.
I want to make sure I clarify. What do you mean when you say brand?
Well, brand is anything that incorporates what we call look and feel. And as part of that, it is your logo. It is your color scheme. It is the look, shape, feel, even functionality of your website. Beautiful example is Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola takes the name, the stylized script, the color, which is normally red and black, and so on and so forth, and they've wrapped all of these elements into what they refer to as a brand.
Okay.
More like an electronic letterhead, if you will.
Okay.
So it's sort of taking the paper-based version of your letterhead and putting it into an email format.
Okay, so if someone's using your product, what's the name of the product, by the way?
We have three lines. The first level is called e-stationery. The second level is e-broadcasting. The third is e-marketing.
Okay, why don't you go through those quickly?
Sure.
Then?
The e-stationery is the one that I was speaking about earlier, and that's the individual end-user product. The e-broadcasting allows people to do mass personalized email, so that allows you to basically tap into your contact database and merge the contact information with a generic message. And then
so you
send
don't
them
get
out.
Dear Mr. So-and-so?
You get Dear James.
Okay.
You know? And the third level is then the analysis of that outbound email and the subsequent inbound web visits.
Okay, what do you mean by that specifically?
Outbound mail, meaning all of the mail that you're sending out to a certain group of people, you're then able to track whether or not they came back to your site and therefore what they did when they came to the site. Did they fill out a form? Did they request additional information? So that allows you to basically have a better return on investment and being able to judge what your effectiveness of your email campaign.
Okay. Now, what about if I'm not using campaigns per se? I just want to use it for sending my regular email. Can I do that?
You can most certainly do that. That would probably be the best product would be the e-stationery, which is the individual and a very inexpensive product and very effective for sending out one-off emails.
Okay. Now, for example, I just want to make sure I clarify this. We're sending email. Does it matter from where you're sending email?
No, it doesn't matter from where you're sending it. I mean, as long as we create templates for you so that wherever you can, you can put those on any machine that you're comfortable with and you can send them from wherever.
Do I have to be an Outlook user, for example, or that's what I always wanted to clarify?
Oh.
Is there a specific email client that I have to use to
do
that?
Yes, you most certainly do. It is an Outlook. It's a COM add-in. It's specific to Outlook, so Outlook 2000 and above.
And above, okay. And if people are really interested in getting into email marketing, what are the three things that you can suggest that they do to make sure that they build the brand and really grow their business with email marketing?
Well, I think one of the first things you can do is to analyze exactly what it is that you want to do from a marketing perspective. I mean, there are, and we admit it, a lot of companies out there that say, for example, a Pizza Hut, for lack of a better example, that may have a very viable, different marketing strategy. However, if your marketing strategy is to use a cost-effective, very cheap, in a sense, way of marketing, and yet to add in that professionalism and that all of the, quite frankly, money you spent on the website already,
yes.
Then why not actually take advantage of the fact that you can have a secondary marketing source? Other tips are to look at the frequency of your email
sends. How often you're going to be sending.
Yeah, there are tons of studies that basically say that the most popular emails are the ones that are on very specific things that bring you to the website. Whereas the ones that just send out your basic information, here's what happened last month, are actually at the bottom of the list.
Okay. So, and where does someone go to find out about email gen? Put your plug in, guys. Come on.
You can go to www.emailgen.com.
.com? Okay.
It gives information on everything we have, as well as services, how we would actually get the templates to you, and so on.
Okay,
and so forth.
Great. We've been talking to the sales team at Email Gen, so I want to thank you very much, gentlemen, for coming, and please take the time to look at that site. It's I've been there, and I've actually on a couple lists of couple of your customers, and it's very impressive. So you guys have done a great job. Thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
It's 7:59. We're finished for another week. It's James Madouk speaking. I want to thank everyone for visiting, and thank all the listeners. Feel free to visit smallbusinessheroes.com. We've got all sorts of stuff there for you, discussion boards, all of the past shows in Real Player and Windows Media for you to listen to, an email list that isn't using email gen yet, and all sorts of tools. So we'll be back shortly. We won't be back. We'll be back next week. This is James Madouk speaking, Small Business Heroes, part of Business at Night on News Talk Radio 580 CFRA. We'll see you next week. Bye.